He was born and bred in Nigeria.
The writing is on the wall for Kaizer Chiefs.
They will bring back the glory days. We will rise again as Amakhosi. That's a promise.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Kaizer Chiefs have recently appointed Arthur Zwane and Dylan Shepherd as head coach and assistant coach respectively after the sacking of Stuart Baxter. They both, of course, have already had a few stints as caretaker coaches. Both Zwane and Shepherd are fan favourites, but can they perform and meet the expectations that Amakhosi Nation has? As of this recording, Kaizer Chiefs have successfully signed Stellenbosch FC duo Ashley Dupree and Zita Kwanika. Both Dupree and Kwanika seem to be favourites of Amakhosi and are hoping to hit the ground running upon their arrival at Nut Arena. Because of this news, we wanted to get your thoughts on Zwane and Shepherd's permanent appointment, and we also asked you to tell us how you think Chiefs' two new signings will fit in and how quickly they will settle. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
In terms of how quickly will they settle into the team, I don't think it will be that much of a problem. Zita Kwinika is our development player. He was here before. He knows the ins and outs of Naturena. He was coached and he was born and bred in Naturena. So I don't think he will have any problems adjusting to the system of play. When it comes to Dupree's, I also think he won't struggle that much because he plays the same football that we need to be played at Kaizer Chiefs. He will combine very well with the likes of Kigen Doli, Billiard, Yonobos, Sokotas, all of them. I think they are in one tune, so I don't see him struggling at all. I don't see him struggling at all because the supply will be there in abundance. So I don't think he will ever struggle. We're gonna score lots of goals this season, more than we did the past season.
It's a good idea, thanks to the management and the leadership party. But I want to, I think they need to add someone else, at least maybe three, someone like on a coaching course, all right. Like Abo, Ben McCarthy, Eric Tinkler, by the five. Yeah. Then the Bungle and the Sundowns for a terrible album, but he chose that, which I'm a team of fan and Oceans, no pilots, and need to sign the qualities. They need to sign the qualities, and especially the case that we need more young and experienced players that can take the issues if we level Yabjala. And we wish Zwanangatangabusa the spirit of Yabjala. And we have a good sign for what we see. And you know, Naleli Chifenda Reni. We thank we management for that. Makosi for life, Siabonga. But we need to get some more players.
For me, Jabula Kakul is players, right? Kakul, put the prince. No seat. Since I make up the Kakulu, and the place is in, since about Kondi Saban, place is in, it's about Kondi Saban. Since I win the league, place is in. And then Gandela, Abazo Dalangayo, who coach way to Yam Tanda or Ataswani, who's about Dalasa Kafe.
The acquisition of both Udupres and Uzita is a good signing for us because both players possess massive talent to compete at this highest level. And basically, the writing is on the wall for Kaizer Chiefs that this time around, they mean business. And bear in mind that Uzita Macheke didn't scoop the ice cream by fluke during the end year function, the awards for Stellenbosch Football Club. He won those awards through his hard work, through dedication, and the never say die attitude he showed during the season is something that is outstanding. The willingness to die on the field of play with his boots on is something so adorable.
The addition of Dupree's and Zita Kwinika, I think it's a good one to bring the competition in the team. especially when it comes to Dupriz. Up front there, I think we were a bit too soft when it comes to finishing. We needed somebody who has that prowess, that who has the hunger, who has pace, you know, who is always there on the score sheet. You know, we need that type of a striker who is not afraid to take on defenders. So Dupriz is an attacker, a very good one. And then when you think that we've got already Billiard, we've got Kikendoli. So the combination of them up front there, it's going to be massive one. It's going to be heavy for other opponents to contain them. And the other destroying midfielders in the team will make sure that they protect our defense and make sure that we attack without fearing that other teams are going to score against us.
Coming to the signings of Kwinika and Ashley Dupree, what an exciting young player, Ashley Dupree. I'm so excited about him. I cannot wait to have him in our team. I think he will fit very well in our system. He's a speedy guy. He knows how to score goals. He's pacey, as I said. So I think he will settle in very well. And then Kwinika, he's been there. He's been a chase before. So it shouldn't be a problem for him to settle. He will just resettle because he's been there already. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the new season. I cannot wait for more signings, though, because I think we do need more signings to add more power, especially up front. Maybe we need a striker or two, and then other departments as well. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, I always say the problem with Chiefs is Chiefs. In the past, we have signed good players. Maronda, Dain, Kulumash, Benyako. And as the problem, our player often with the Chiefs. We have signed good players before Maronda's young Chiefs has to leave. Amanyama teams have signed our player, average players. We used to call them Kamara figure to leave. But and as my figure, I was like, I and as.
It's really an exciting moment for us, Kaizer Chiefs supporters and football fans at large, to see both Arthur Zwane and Dylan Shepherd being appointed as coaches and assistant, respectively so, at Kaizer Chiefs. My expectation from both gentlemen is at least to reach one cup final, because it's easier to get into a cup final. But the first one is to just build a team that will be able to compete for everything on offer next season. But this season, at least if they can get into one cup final and then improve on our log standing, because currently we are sitting at position number six, I believe. So if they can take us to a cup final, one cup final, and then improve on the log standing. And if we are lucky enough to win one cup, then that would be a plus sign for us.
I think it was long overdue that we appointed Arthur Zwane and Dylan Shepherd as a coach and assistant coach, respectively. My reason is that Arthur Zwane has been with Kaizer Chiefs for a very long time, and he understands the culture, and he understands our players and their culture, where they come from in the townships. I believe also Dylan Shepherd is a good addition to the team, because he has played against Kaizer Chiefs for a very long time, and he has been here also for years, quite a while, because he worked with different coaches in Kaizer Chiefs. So I believe he knows now and understands the culture and what the team stands for. I expect nothing less than wins, trophies, good football, coupled with results.
Firstly, the appointment of Coach Arthur Zwane, I think it's a very wise move from the technical team. I believe with time they will deliver for the team. Coach Arthur Zwane has played for the team, obviously. He knows our culture. He knows the system that we must use. So with him, I believe we'll go far. We just need to be a little bit patient. I know sometimes as fans we are impatient because we demand success immediately. But with time, I think the two guys will do very well for the team, and they will bring back the glory days.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Soccer Laduma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Soccer Laduma.